So whether you know it or not, you probably spend a good part of each day communicating in a few other languages from the ones you speak and write. If you click on a website, you're communicating probably in the language of HTML or Java. If you're using Microsoft Excel or Microsoft Word, you are communicating in the language of C++ and probably a little C. Apps on the iPhone are generally written in Objective-C. If you use Skype or other telecommunications tools, you're spending a lot of time translating using the SDL language. Machines are, of course, fluent in a number of programming languages, but do humans need to learn to code? There are lots of ways to learn online.
This is a tutorial on programming games with C++ and either Allegro Game Programming Library or SDL. In this tutorial, I expect you to know your basics of C++, pretty much up to classes, inheritance, and pointers, and it goes
without saying. Yikes. If you don't know what programming is, that can sound a little daunting, but educators are now suggesting that code be included in high school and elementary school curricula. Even politicians are picking up on the trend. Earlier this year, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg vowed to learn code in 2012. Alistair Blackwell joins us. He's an evangelist for learning to code and the director and co-founder of Decoded, a company that offers workshops to teach code in a day. And he believes we should start teaching code to kids as early as elementary school. Alistair Blackwell, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
So, first of all, what is the advantage of learning to code in terms of just general fluency? I mean, obviously, you'd be able to develop apps and write computer programs and all the rest.
Absolutely right. It enhances everything we do. Any industry or profession can be helped by an ability to write an algorithm to speed up tasks which might be repetitive. An ability to code the world around us just empowers us in an age where everything has gone digital.
Now, explain exactly why. How is a computer programming language different from a verbal language, a written language? And, why do I really need to know how the computer works? I don't need to know how my dishwasher works, for instance.
Good question. Now, we don't all need to become expert software developers, but we do all need to have a basic understanding of what goes on behind the screen. Given that most products nowadays are digital, and given that in business we're all going to be working on websites, on creating digital content, an understanding just of that process means that we can have better conversations with the software development team and actually just engage in the process of modern life, really.
Let me back up there for a second. You claim that you can teach people to code in a day. What would I learn if I went to one of your immersive seminars? And what would I, if I went home and said, hey, honey, watch what I can do, what would it be?
You could hack a bit. We teach the web.
We teach
HTML and CSS and JavaScript. And HTML now, as you know, is the language of the web. And it's the web has evolved from animated GIFs and lolcats into a proper software development platform. So HTML is actually really quite simple. So we teach HTML and then we build it up with CSS, the language of design, and then we introduce programming, the principles of programming, and then how those principles are manifested in JavaScript. And the attendees on our course, from scratch, will build a web app in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript that tracks a user's physical location across the earth and shows them new content when they get to a target destination.
And there's where the hacking comes in there a little bit. You could install that app on somebody else's website if you were good enough at HTML and add a functionality that even the original web builder wouldn't know about, right?
Absolutely, in theory, and it's more to do with using libraries and frameworks that are out there, taking existing tools, pulling them into your project. So you pull a JavaScript library such as jQuery into your project, and just by reading some of the documentation on the jQuery website, you can quickly get up and running using some of the functionality that, if you tried to write it from scratch, would take you ages and ages and ages. So with a bit of knowledge in HTML and in CSS and in JavaScript, it's possible to hack on the web and to pull things together and to use the public APIs that platforms release.
What's an API?
Good question. An API is a way for a programmer or a developer to work with a platform or service.
I see. So it's sort of the invitation to work in a producer's environment. It's kind of like an address or a key that allows you to work in it. Let me ask you something about how HTML works, because there's a sense that a computer programming language is something that's very text and number oriented. HTML is sort of like a set of blocks where you're moving around objects in the web environment and figuring out how to put a frame here or a color here or a header here and embed, say, video there. That's one way of learning programming. There's also things like C++, which is much more the traditional kind of number-oriented, text-oriented programming language. Do you need different skills in your brain to be able to do either one of those?
No. HTML is an excellent way in to learning a more advanced programming language. So as you rightly point out, HTML is a language for structuring content. And something like C++ or JavaScript is a language for actually giving instructions, behavioral programming instructions. But the reason that we like to teach HTML first is, for what I said before, it's the foundation of the web. But also it's a nice way in to giving a computer instructions. And it means that making that leap into learning a more advanced programming language is less of a leap, because you've already built your interface and you've already designed it with CSS. So you've already got your view of your application. And then it's just a question of working out how to program it.
Alistair, listen to this 17-year-old here talking about some of the same things that you're talking about.
I really want to major in computer science and biology and do a dual degree, because I think that I want to do something with research and with patient care in the future. I want to be a pediatric oncologist, but I think that the computer science background will really help me to be on that frontier, finding the cures and finding the treatments.
That's Brittany Wenger. She's the winner of the Google Science Fair, and she's really talking about using computer programming as a way of developing her own tools for pediatric oncology research. Is programming a way of making your own toolkit to solve problems on the computer?
Yes, absolutely. Now, and it doesn't have to be text-based. You can program visually as a way in. But yes, it is. I mean, it is the only real way to, at the core, create new behavior. There are tools out there where you can pull things together. There's a great tool called If This Then That, where you can say, if someone tweets about this on my Twitter, then notify me via email, and you can set up chains like that. It's a fantastic tool.
That's great.
But again, those are programming concepts that it's introducing. But yes, programming really is the only way to get the web to work for you, to get the world to work for you.
Maybe we should talk offline about how we could hack into some bank sites, help ourselves in our retirement.
Yeah.
Alistair Blackwell, director and co-founder of Decoded, speaking with us from London. It's a company that offers workshops to teach coding in a day. Thanks so much, Alistair.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.